This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, conservatives. Welcome to the team who doesn't put the rights of criminals over the rights of victims. I want to welcome you to the team that puts, that doesn't put, rather, the rights of communists over those of taxpaying citizens. You are part of the team that does not put the rights of illegals over the rights of taxpaying citizens. You are part of the team that doesn't put the rights of globalists. You don't cede our sovereignty over those of the taxpaying citizens. You don't put the rights of Muslims over the rights of Christians and Jews. You don't put the rights of enemies over those of our allies. That is part of the team that you are on. Welcome to Sanity, America. The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The place where we respect the rule of law. The place where we see through the BS of global climate farce. We understand it for what it is. It's called weather, folks. We see through the BS of the diversity claim of the left, where we realize we live in a city that has, a country that has the most diversity on the planet. I'm talking about diversity of everything culturally you can name. We have the most. We have the most Muslims. We have the most Jews. I don't mean in numbers. I'm saying for a country that isn't Israel, we have the most Jews. For the country that isn't one of the Middle Eastern countries, we have the most Muslims living freely, practicing their religions, doing whatever they want, whatever their culture is, we allow it. You want to know why? Because we are so strong in who we are. We understand the American spirit. And we say it will overcome anything you throw at it. Go to the Muslim countries and find out how much Christianity they allow. How much diversity do they really care about? Go anywhere, I dare you. Especially you lame brain leftists. Every time you want to hold America to a standard, I'm going to make you hold that standard to every other country in the world and compare America. And you know what? They aren't even in the distant second. We are the best. The BS of diversity, the BS of tolerance. We are the most tolerant country in the world. The BS of white privilege. Why? White people aren't the biggest number of people in the world. You know what white people bring to the world? Civilization. I'll say it for you white folks. Y'all seem to be afraid to say it. You bring civilized cultures, and then you know what you do? You bring in a bunch of heathens who want to disrupt your culture. White folks are more than they're ingratiating of any culture. America's proof of that. And if you want to know who didn't want to bring in other cultures, I can tell you where you can go look. Look for anybody that's got a D after their name or votes for people that have a D after their name. The Democrats didn't want the Asians. The Democrats didn't want the blacks. The Democrats hate the poor. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Look at their platform from the time of the beginning of that party till today. They hate them all still. Oh, they pretend to like them. They pretend to fight for diversity. Yeah, diversity of your money out of your pocket into theirs. That's the only diversity they care about. You take the ones, we'll take the hundreds. Welcome to the group of people who see through the BS of the lamestream fake news media. Thank you, Donald Trump, for waking a lot of people up to that. We are the people, folks, who understand the free market system, and we revere those willing to put in their time, energy, and capital to make America great again. I'm talking about capitalists. Many of you listening to this program, you are capitalists, and here's what I can tell you. You doggone skippy no one. Maybe two. And you use them, and you're happy to have them. You don't want to do your own dry cleaning. Sometimes you don't even want to wash your own car. Sometimes you don't want to mow your own lawn, clean your own house, cook your own meal, or whatever. You know who's willing to do that? Somebody to put their time, energy, and capital on the line to say, I'll make your life a little bit easier. And you know what I'll do? I'll streamline it in such a way that you will want me to do it. Don't buy a mower. I can cut your grass at a price that you will feel comfortable that it's a good trade-off. Because number one, I'll do it better because it's my business, and I'll do it consistently, and everybody's going to be happy. Tell me that you can cook a meal for $4.99. I mean, I'm talking about go get a delicious meal where, I don't know, pick your restaurant. Come eat for $7.99 and get yourself some ribs, some fries, or whatever else. Tell me you can put that together yourself cheaper. You know, maybe you can, but I'm going to tell you something. It's tough to compete with the people that are buying in bulk and getting things figured out for you. Can you imagine your life if you had to go out and you grew all your own vegetables, you had to do all your own meat, you had to make your own clothes and all that? How much time would you spend doing the nonsensical things of life? Has anybody ever thanked the capitalist for giving you a life? Let me tell you, I don't want people sewing my clothes in my house. As much as I enjoy going out and getting fresh vegetables and I love having a garden, I wouldn't want to have to do it every day. If I want a good steak, I don't want to have to kill the cow, put the hide up, you know, get rid of the intestines, all the other stuff, figure out what to do with the rest of the cow, find me a big refrigerator or freezer to put the rest of the meat in and go get my steak and cook it. I just prefer to go get it out of cellophane and what's that does? The cellophane and whatever, plastic, and go cook it. That's what I prefer to do. Yeah, man. So you can thank a capitalist for giving you your time. By the way, the most precious thing you have, the thing that everybody wants from you, your kids want it, your spouse want it, your friends want it. That's the most precious thing you have, and a capitalist gives you that back. The reason why you're in a car and you're not walking is because a capitalist decided, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to give you mass transportation. That's how it is. Could everybody own a horse back in the day? Nope. But dang near everybody can own a car. It's hard to find people without a car. I'm not talking about New York. I'm talking about in the real world. We respect all the things that give man the most precious thing he has, woman too. I'm not just talking mankind for you purists. Capitalists give you your time. We come back, we're going to talk more about this, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome to the team. That's what I've been talking about. That's where I started the show. I said, welcome to sanity. Welcome to the people who respect the rule of law, the people that see through the farce of global climate change, that see through the BS of diversity, that see through the BS of white privilege. The idea that white people in America are getting such a leg up over everybody else, that's absolute nonsense. BS. The media promoting all these fake narratives, all this divisive commentary. That's what they specialize in. They want you divided. And, you know, welcome to the team that sees through it and says, I'm not buying it. I'm going to play a clip of John Sununu being interviewed by Allison Camerota on McCain. Priceless stuff. Priceless. He gets it. We understand the free market, as I said earlier. We revere it. We revere the capitalists, the people to give you back your time. Your most precious resource is your time. I asked an administrative assistant one time, what do you do for Dave? Runs a multi-billion dollar corporation. He says, Kevin, I maximize his free time. And I chuckled, and then I thought about it and went, whoa, that was profound. What do you want to do in your life? You want to maximize your free time, don't you? Would you cook and clean and pick up doggy doo-doo and do your pool and trim your trees and walk everywhere? Would you do all that if you had the ability to say, I'm not doing any of this? If somebody can ease the burden, I'll do it. Are you sitting around trying to invent the super soaker? Something that makes your life fun when you're out playing at the pool with the kids? Are you inventing the pooper scooper to make it easier on your back to pick stuff up, or the little thing that helps old people put their socks on, or whatever else that's out there that's invented? No. Most of us are sitting around complaining, waiting for some entrepreneur to come along and go, boy, I see a problem and they fix it. God bless those people. That is American ingenuity at its finest. Always looking for a way to make your life easier and to give you back precious seconds of your day. Precious seconds. I'd like to have something that refueled my car and brought me fast food so I wouldn't even have to stop. I could plug in where I'm going to go, my coordinates, and a drone pulled up, tapped on the window, rolled it, flew in, delivered my food, you know, gassed me up, and I could keep on rolling down the road. Because you know what? Buying back that 7 to 10 minutes on a road trip would be priceless. Maybe it would even let me use the bathroom. You get what I'm saying? There's somebody thinking about every aspect of your life trying to make it easier, except leftists. Leftists are trying to make your life miserable. They want your life to be difficult and hard. They want you to constantly be embroiled in battle over something. Seriously, ask yourself, why would you hate a capitalist when he's the guy that says, you know, again, look at any aspect of your life. There's somebody making it easier. The remote control. It was a capitalist that went, you know what, I'm sick of having to go turn the TV all the doggone time or flip the radio station. And what did that lead to? It leads to now you can have music all the way through your house, outside by the pool. All you got to do is take your phone and go bloop, 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 and it'll pipe the music into whatever instrument, whatever thing you got in your house. Somebody is always looking for a way to make something easier for you, conservative. Somebody who's always looking for a way to make something hard for you, capitalist. While you're out enjoying the pool, some capitalist is out there leftist is out there complaining, oh, it's global climate change, oh, it's changing the season, I can't breathe. You can't breathe because you live in a city full of leftists. Get your butt out to the countryside and see how good the air is. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You are listening to a person, and you are part of a team that respects the Constitution. And you understand that your First Amendment right protects all the other rights. And you understand that you have to start fighting back, that you can't let the left sell you on the idea of what lexicon you are able to use or not use. We prove to you daily that you Bible-thumping, gun-toting conservatives are the best people on the planet. You are the true Americans, which means you've been touched by God. Whether you believe in God or not, I don't even care. God has touched you. And the reason why I can tell you that God has touched you is because this signal is not reaching outside of America unless you're through the internet. If you're listening to this radio show on terrestrial radio, you live in America, which means you've been touched by God because you are lucky to be here. Thanks for being the party of God, by the way. Thanks for standing for the anthem. Thanks for understanding what the flag represents. Thanks for supporting all the symbolism behind that. Or the reality behind that symbolism, I should say. The people who have fallen in this country to make you, to allow you to be in the greatest country in the world. That is not the language of America being German or being French or being Spanish or whatever else, but being English, our language. We speak American. And for this, you're hated. You are hated by the left. Yeah, I said it. Hate it. It's a strong word, but it's a true word. They hate you for it. They hate you for not allowing them to retool America into some cesspool of nonsense that they believe is right. And they believe it's right because they've been indoctrinated in a system that was infiltrated by the very people that this country fights against every single day. Now they proudly display their colors and their flags. They are proudly communist, socialist, Marxist. You can call them whatever you want. All it means is they want something for nothing. They want you to pay for it, and they will work you like a slave, and already are. Despite all the things that Donald Trump has done, you're a slave that got a day off. You can go, whoo, finally, I see what it's like to not have to, you know, work all day. So instead of working in a 20-hour cycle, you're working now 16 hours. But you know what? Taking those 4 hours off feels good. You're like, man, this is amazing. I didn't even know what it was like not to work 20 hours. I'm only working 16 hours, and Donald Trump's going, hey, we're not through. We're going to get that down to 12. And you're going, woo! I want you to imagine celebrating that you work a 16-hour day versus a 20-hour day. Then when Donald Trump gets you a little bit more of your money back and some other things, you're going to be like, woo, it's only a 12-hour day. Look, it is okay to work an 8-hour day for this nation to feed your family, yourself, and things like this. But when you find yourself working longer than that because you got to satisfy some big beast, that big Jabba the Hutt I talk about all the time, government, that just sits there with the little pretty girl on his lap, ready to eat anything in sight, that's what you have right now. You still have that government that wants to feed off of you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. But I wanted to remind you who you are, because sometimes you got to do that. I got to remind you that you are the best people on the planet. Not just because you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, because I know who you are. I've met you. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Currently, a memorial service is being held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. 24 sitting U.S. senators and 4 former senators are at that service, including Congressman Ben Sasse.
We'd fight about policy, but the thing that was awesome about John McCain is a guy who's been enslaved, imprisoned for 5.5 years, he didn't have any patience for small stuff. Time was too short.
A tiny pressure leak was detected aboard the International Space Station Wednesday evening, and the crew is conducting repair work today. NASA indicated the leak is occurring on the Russian segment of the station and was detected by both controllers in Houston and Moscow while the astronauts slept. After they woke, they were briefed of the situation and began working with controllers to patch the leak. President Trump took to Twitter today and said the White House is a smooth-running machine, that after the latest shakeup that includes White House Counsel Don McGahn leaving this fall. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me just tell you the truth about this. Maybe you've heard it. I don't think you have, but I'll just put it out there. The Democrats love the distraction of John McCain's death. I know that sounds cruel, but you know their mantra, let no crisis go to waste. Now, America's not in a crisis over John McCain's death. I'm going to discuss him more in a bit, but I just want you to understand, this is no big deal. Now, I know there are people that are going to be mad at me because they say, oh, Kevin, you need to revere this man, but I'll get more into that. I'm just saying, this isn't a real crisis, but for the Democrats, it's a real opportunity. But I want to go on and talk about what we've missed. So we missed Trump's trade deal with Mexico and his warning to Canada that you better get on board. It was a big deal that Donald Trump said, I'm tossing NAFTA, we're going to rename it, we've met with Mexico. By the way, the Mexican president who said, Donald Trump, we're going to invade your country and all this other stuff, and who Donald Trump said, you will build our wall, and now he's working on it. And I played the other day Obama's commitment to NAFTA. You remember this? He was going to do all this. NAFTA needs to change. We got to redo these deals with Mexico and Canada. And he did nothing. And here's Trump going, okay, Mexico's now in order. Next, Canada. He's already got the EU in order. He's got China in order. Our trading partners are saying, hey, it's a new day in America. What else have we missed? We missed the non-investigation of the spousal abuse allegations of Keith Ellison. Where's that at? Suddenly, that swept under the rug. We've missed the new revelations on Hillary Clinton's emails, many of which, this is what Donald Trump tweeted, were classified, got hacked by the Chinese. Next move better be FBI or DOJ after all their missteps. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Orr, FISA, dirty dossier. Their credibility will be gone forever. Donald Trump has to tweet this out. Because we found out that the Chinese had been looking at Hillary Clinton's emails in real time as they were coming out, analyzing them. What else did we miss? Oh, while McCain died, we missed Bruce Orr's testimony. And here's what Mark Meadows, representative, a congressman, tweeted. Bruce Orr confirmed in his interview, after the FBI terminated their relationship with Chris Steele for leaking to the media, they privately re-engaged with him and continued receiving his information. This was after suggesting to the American public that they had cut off Steele. So they lied. Here's another little poll that may be surprising to you. But a majority of Americans not only believe that John Brennan should lose his security clearance, they believe that James Comey should lose his security clearance. Trump tweeted this and he says, I'm not surprised. Are you? Why would Comey still have security clearance? I could go on. These are the things we're missing. We're missing a robust economy. We're missing that the stock market just punched through a new high. Why? Because the left doesn't want you to know. We're missing that more companies have given back bonuses to employees. I bet you can't even name them. We're missing that sanity's coming back to this country. And it's because McCain is dead. Yep, we got to talk about that, right? John McCain is dead. And let me say this for many Americans. It may seem insensitive, but I'm just telling you what I know many of you feel. I will be glad when John McCain is out of the news cycle. I said it when he was alive. I wanted him to retire. I would have been happy to see him go. But for now, we got to endure how great John McCain was. And on paper, the man was a god, right? His military record, impeccable. Maybe not so much. His public service record, impeccable. Maybe not so much. You can't say anything bad about a guy with the pedigree of John McCain, can you? You can't say anything bad about him. You can't even tell the truth about him. Look, they're I guess the two times you're never going to get better than you were as a human being is when you write your resume and when you die, when somebody writes your eulogy. So now, John McCain is a god. That's a convention, right? Or is it? Because the Democrats, who are now fawning over John McCain, couldn't stand him. They, when he was running for president, they told us what a vile temper he had, how, you know, he just would curse and spout off at people. We knew every little bad thing about him. But I guess when the enemy of the enemy is your friend, then you can say good things about him in death. Because John McCain hated Donald Trump. And here's the sad news. He hated the Tea Party. And he hated the American people, the conservatives. He wanted to be liked by the other side while playing us as if he was one of us. Many of you know that John McCain was a critical vote in Obamacare that could have flipped it and we would be through this mess, but he decided that he would sell out the citizens of Arizona, whom he promised that he would get rid of Obamacare, and he didn't do it when he had the chance. Now, you can say, Kevin, it's poor form to talk about this when the man, you know, is just recently passed away and he's in the ground now. But it's poor form. Well, it's just the truth. What? Somebody tell me, is there a time? Well, Kevin, you need to wait, you know, at least a day or two before you say something bad about him. Okay, fine. Pretend it's that and say what it is. Now, look, his daughter loved him. I don't know. I never heard much from his adopted daughter or the other children. I did a little research on him, and I don't think there's any animus. But these kids certainly don't have the adulation of their dad the way Megan did. And I tweeted Megan and said, you know, my sincerest sympathies, condolences for the loss of your father because I know how you felt about him. And I told her, her love of her father is an inspiration to many people. I hope other daughters learn from Megan what it feels like to adore your dad. Because I think that's a big problem in this country, is we have far too many girls that don't adore their fathers. They don't emulate their dads and want that in a man that they choose for themselves. That is the litmus test, in my opinion. But what's most interesting to me about the death of McCain is this animus that the media wants between him and President Trump. This fake news media wants to make a liar out of Donald Trump. They must do this at all costs. And how are they going to do it? They want Donald Trump to give him his praises. Why didn't you fly the flag at half mast at this point? Why didn't you do this? When are you going to say great things about Donald Trump said exactly what he was supposed to say against somebody that he doesn't have any respect for. He said, I feel for his family. Give them time to grieve, blah, blah, blah. But if you think I'm going to come out and be, he's a hero. He's a, you know why they want Donald Trump to say that? So they can say, you are a liar. Which is it, Donald Trump, what you said before? the guy that got shot down. I prefer the guys that don't get shot down, blah, blah, blah. That's what they want. They want that pound of flesh because they need it. I asked the question, I tweeted this. What would the media be saying if Donald Trump had died on the day that McCain died? What would they be saying? You think you'd be getting these glowing accolades that they're throwing upon McCain right now, a man that they detested in 2008? Or do you think that the fake news media that detested Donald Trump in 2016 would detest him even more now? I say to you that the Democrats, the progressives, the swamp rats would be celebrating. The tweets that would come out would be good riddance. It's about time God took him away. We couldn't do it, but God did. It was retribution. It's all you. I want you to stop for 1 second and just ask yourself, all the things that they want Donald Trump to stop and do would suddenly be okay. Do you think John McCain would say, you know, we need to let America grieve and the Trump family grieve? Or do you think these clowns would be talking about, yeah, well, you know, and look, I'm not going to tell you that there are people that aren't going to sympathize with the Trump family. I'm not going to say that. But I'm going to tell you, underneath, they would all be celebrating. They'd be happy. The swamp would be happy. And because, and I'm just going to put it out there, they know they can handle Pence. The world would realign, politically speaking. It would realign. The crooked nature of politics would return in the moment that Donald Trump is gone. Because Pence can't handle it. No offense against Mike, he's a nice guy. But he's not the guy to step in and handle this. He's too straight-laced. He's not going to roll up his sleeves, get his nose bloody. Not on behalf of the American people. Not even close to Donald Trump. And we better start developing a fighter. Not that Trump's going anywhere. But there would be celebrations of Trump's death. So the media needs to make a liar out of Trump by having him, oh yeah, well, McCain was a great guy and I'm really sorry. They want apologies. They want him to fess up, to fall on the sword.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing how the Democrats are rolling and basting in the tragedy of the death of John McCain. And no matter how you feel about him, you know, death is death, and there are people who grieve for you. And I think that process needs to occur. But there are people who love this. There are people who see this as an opportunity, who see it as the crisis that they need to, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, make some hay with it. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. John McCain, war hero. Supposed political hero, etc. Mike Cernovich said this: I always thought McCain was a terrible person who took bribes from Wall Street, and that view won't change today. He was a warmonger. How many children died because of him and his wars? Don't you dare lecture me. I don't know if he's a warmonger. I know he participated in wars. I know he said, let's go into Iraq and Iran and things like that. I don't think I would characterize him as a warmonger. you know, but I think the left sees the right as we're warmongering. It's really funny. Most of the wars that have been fought were fought by the left during their presidency. You know, FDR, World War One. You know, I mean World War Two, and prior to that, World War One. You know, it was mostly the Democrats. The Korean, I mean, the who was it? The LBJ with Vietnam War, and on and on. I'm no historian on this stuff, but and here's the thing, I don't know. I'm only getting history, and now that I know a lot more about how the news is concocted, I don't know whether we should or we shouldn't have been in some of these wars. I don't know whether the CIA was plotting against the president to get him to do things that they shouldn't have done, or who knows. Okay, but however it shakes out. I don't blame an administration. For example, FDR entering World War II. Thank God he did, because I'm telling you, the world couldn't have survived Germany, not without us. So good for them. But you know, to make one side a bunch of warmongers, and then they I remember the left saying Donald Trump was a guy who's going to push the buttons and all that. And I remember saying to my, you know, you guys and anybody who would listen, why would he be pushing nuclear buttons when he can push financial buttons? And that's what he's done. John Lewis tweeted this: Senator John McCain was a warrior for peace. He will be deeply missed by people all over the world. A warrior for peace, was he? One guy says he was a warmonger. Another guy says he's a warrior for peace. You make up your mind. There's a list of pallbearers, and I honestly thought most of them were dead. I'm not even making jokes here. Phil Graham? Warren Beatty? How old is Warren Beatty now? Warren Beatty's got to be 80. Phil Graham was a senator from Texas, and when 20 years ago when he was senator from Texas, maybe longer, I thought he was like 65, 70 then. He's got to be close to 90 now. Who's going to be pallbearing Phil Graham and Warren Beatty? Why not make Ernest Borgnine one of the pallbearers? Ernest Borgnine's that dude. Or Abe Vigoda. Remember, Abe Vigoda played a 70-year-old dude his entire acting career. And he looked the part. Abe Vigoda died, I think he was 143. Why not get Abe Vigoda to be one of the pallbearers? Joe Biden is a pallbearer? Seriously? What was the statement that McCain was making as he was making all these arrangements to say, I want mostly leftists to be my pallbearers? Warren Beatty, rabid leftist. Phil Graham, know much about Phil. What I do know about him, when he was my senator from Texas, I always thought he was a Republican, but I'll be honest, I'd have to go look in retrospect to know for sure. This is a political funeral. That's all it is, a political funeral on behalf of John McCain. And he wants Obama to speak and a host of other anti-Trump friends. That's who he has speaking. But I don't want to get into that. What I want to get into is some of the things that were said. Allison Camerota was interviewing John Sununu, and here was the exchange.
So, Governor, what do you think about President Trump rejecting the practice of putting out an official White House statement about John McCain's service and sacrifice?
Look, that was printed in the Washington Post, and I have to be honest with you, I don't give much credence to what I read.
We also have that reporting.
Yeah, well... Same thing applies, Alice.
Governor, you come on CNN, and we appreciate you coming on CNN, and we appreciate your take on it. But I don't appreciate you denigrating our reporting. I think that you know we have excellent reporters here. But are you saying that you don't want to believe that? You don't want to believe that President Trump would do that about
John McCain? I'm saying that I don't want to comment on a report that I haven't satisfied myself is correct.
And if that report were true?
I'm not going to answer the hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. This is our reporting. We have rock-solid sources,
Allison,
in
look,
the White House.
I came
that there
on,
was a statement
you asked me to
that
come
was
on
drafted.
To talk about John McCain. I'm here to talk about John McCain as I remember him. I'm not here to talk about... the press's handling of a difference between the White House and the press corps at this time.
It's not the press's handling. It's President Trump's handling of John McCain's death.
Okay. Look, John McCain was a great American who deserves to be recognized as a great American. He is being recognized by his colleagues and his friends around. Melania Trump has certainly put out an exceptionally strong statement outlining the appreciation for his service. The White House has recognized the sorrow of the family, and I think Americans ought to be looking at the positive side, not trying to create a division amongst people who are in joint sorrow mourning a great America.
And are you satisfied that President Trump's statement goes far enough?
I suspect there'll be additional statements over time, and I think this effort to try and create a cleavage there really does disturb me. Cleavage between the White House and those that are mourning John McCain. It is this effort by the press to accentuate the negative that I think has created the climate that prevents, in the long term, the bipartisanship that John McCain supported. And I don't want to be a part of rubbing whatever salt there is in whatever wound there may be, because I think that just adds to the division. I'm here because I lost a good friend. I wanted to express my concern about that. I wanted to applaud what he contributed to the country. I wanted to underscore the relationship he had with the state of New Hampshire. And I'm not here to play the political games that some of the press want to play at this moment of what I think is great sorrow for the country.
Just to be clear, we don't see it as a game. And to be clear, the press didn't create whatever division exists that President Trump feels that allowed him to spike the statement that General John Kelly wanted him to put out about John McCain's sacrifice. The press
Allison,
didn't invent
everybody,
that.
Everybody reflects their concerns in ways that are consistent with whatever they feel. I've expressed my concern. The loss of John McCain, who I think was a great American hero in the military, a great American hero in the political process, and frankly, a great American hero on a personal level to people that knew him well. And it is on those three levels that I sense the loss, and I have expressed my feelings of sorrow for him having passed, and my expression of feelings of sorrow for his personal family who lost him and for a country who lost a great American hero.
You're not alone, Governor. So many people feel that way. So many people echo that today. And that's why it is notable that the president doesn't.
Well, I'm here to talk about my friend John McCain. You appear to be here to talk about something that you think you can exploit, and I find that rather unpleasant.
Governor, again, we don't have to try to exploit something. This is a fact. This is a truism.
Well, why are you dwelling on it?
Because
I have given you my comments on it, and I'm here to talk about John McCain.
Fair. And I just reject your premise that this is something the press has created. It has been customary, probably since George Washington was president, to honor a war
hero. You should make your inquiries directly to the White House if you want a direct answer.
Governor John Sununu, we appreciate you coming on and giving us your thoughts about what John McCain meant to you and to New Hampshire.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't think they appreciate as much his thoughts. I think what she was trying to appreciate is what his thoughts would be if she could direct him to say what she wanted him to say. But then again, that's what the left does.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.